Zira Yeminide, if she has Elias Daman one day, she has to count this day plus this day on which she saw plus 6 more days. And what it means, 6 more days? 6 or so, as the Rishonim point out, 6 clean days, not 7 clean days, but this day plus 6 clean days, plus 6 clean days. So in other words, prior to Takonis Rabzeire, if a woman saw, let's say, down on a Sunday, on a certain Sunday, so she had to count the Sunday day plus 6 more days. Plus 6 more days. Now, as clean days. As clean days. So that means if, let's say, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, 6 days will be clean, so she'll be able to be Tiveles Mitzvah Shabbos. But suppose, now, subsequent to the Takonis Rabzeire, so she wouldn't be able to be Tiveles Mitzvah Shabbos, but she'll have to count 7 clean days. Now the Sunday day cannot be counted as a clean day because she saw Dama on the Sunday day. So that's the Nachkimine between Takonis Rebbe Besodeis and Takonis Rabzeire. And Takonis Rabzeire. Now, whenever modern rabbis, whether they are conservative or they are orthodox, because there are many orthodox, modern orthodox rabbis who had the audacity to suggest that Takonis Rabzeire should be abolished. But they all talk as if this chiyuv of counting 7 clean days had only been based upon Takonis Rabzeire. Not that it makes a difference, there is no difference between Takonis Rabin HaKodesh and Takonis Rabzeire, the same Chema. But they all talk as if it had been based upon Takonis Rabzeire. The truth is that practically speaking, it does not make any difference whether we are applying Takonis Rabzeire or we are applying Takonis Rabbe Besodeis. Because practically speaking, when a woman menstruates, so she doesn't menstruate one day. So she menstruates at least for 3 days, sometimes 5 days, sometimes 7 days. I mean, very seldom does a woman menstruate just one day and then stop. That's very unusual. So Mimele, the Konis Rebbe Besodeis was the Troaso Yinechot, Teishiv Shisho Bihu, Shnai. So if a woman has a V on one day, so she has to count that day plus 6 clean days. So in other words, that means 1 unclean day and 6 clean days. And then Shnayim, suppose she sees down on Sunday and Monday, so she shall behave. So then she has to count 2 days, 2 unclean days, Sunday and Monday, plus 6 clean days. So in other words, you should be able, so if all the 6 days following Monday, let's say from Tuesday up to the following Sunday night will be clean, so then she'll be able to be developed. Suppose she sees down on 3 days in succession, whether it's Yemei Zivo or Yemei Nido, so then, according to the Takonis Rebbe Besodeis, so she has to count Zayinikin. Then, Omar Reb Zeire, Bnei Yisroel Echmiru Al Atzmon, Sheafilu Reis Tipas Dam Kecharbo, Yesh Reis Oleo Shivonikin. So what did Reb Zeire's Takone add? Reb Zeire's Takone added in respect to a woman who did not have three years and 3 days in succession. Practically speaking, this happens very seldom, because when a woman does have a period, so she has a years done for at least 3 days, if not for more than 3 days. So the male, so vis-a-vis all the women today, so da konec rada bi sodi i says application. So memele, when a certain rabbi, a certain conservative rabbi writes that they do not feel bound by the takones of the moroim, they only feel bound by the takones of the tanoim, so besides saying the rekvire, so he's an amoret gomo, he doesn't know. And then when the modern Orthodox rabbi, a very prominent Orthodox rabbi, more than one prominent Orthodox rabbi, writes that there was no takone by Rab Zeire, Rab Zeire just declared the minhag, the practice of Nes Yisrael, because he doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say, Hiskin, Rab Zeire, Sheb Nes Yisrael Yachmir Al Atzmon. But the Gemara just says, Omer Rab Zeire, Nes Yisrael Yachmir Al Atzmon, Shafil Reyes Tipes Dam Kechadro. So that is also Amratzis, because the Pshat in this Gemara, as it appears from all the Rishenim, that Rab Zeire was misaking. And why was Rab Zeire misaking? Because the Bnei Yisroel themselves, prior to the Takone of Rab Zeire, were already machmir al atzmo. But Rab Zeire was misaking the Takone. And then, as far as the women today, the average woman today is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. So from the point of view of Takone's Rebbe Besodes, that is certainly takone, not just a minig. So if a woman sees 3 days in succession, so then she has to count zayin ki. All right. So in other words, as a result of the two takones, the takone of Rebbe Besodes and the takone of Reb Zeire, so the net result is that when a woman sees that, whether it's in an Ida or in a Zivin, so she has to count Zayin Ki and she has the status of his other day with all the Chumas.
Is there a difference between Tanakh, Sodos, and
Zayra? No, as far as the Chumas is concerned.
Was not Kachardo,
No. It doesn't pay. Rishayim say that even though Reb Zeire mentions the expression Tipas Dam Kechardo, because when a woman sees dam, so usually it's much more than chardo. And to see dam just like chardo is very unusual. But in the Chanami, there will be such a mitzias. She'll have a discharge of dam of less than a chardo. So she also has to count Einikim. And midraise, if she will see on 3 days in succession, tipas on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday in the Yemezive, Tipas dam ke less than a chavul, she'll become zolig mura midrais. Because the two said that, you see. The two said that, we had it. Oh. Vizem mishpoto, mishetira tipas dam afilo ke chavul o pochis. Bein beines, bein berotz. Mein is ayo. Alright. So that is the takones of Reb Zeire l'chol vishen. Then there are some Rishayim who say, there is one portion in the Ramban that says that Takones Rab Zeire implied not only that any Riyaz Dam on any day, whether it's Yemei Zive or Yemei Ri or Yemei Nide, so makes certain use of a daily, but that also any Mare of Odim or any Mare of Shochet, even though it's very light red, it's not like Damako. And even though it's very light black, so according to Akonis Rab Zeire, so the Ramban Shiti is, so she's male. And then the Ramban mentions one motion, Nilchas Lide, that Rab Zeire was also misaking, that any Riyaz Dam, even Yemeteya, so she is a male. But however, the other Rishayim will say that all that Rab Zeire's takone implied was that any Riyah on any day makes her into a nidoy, into a zovog deilo. But Rab Zeire was not misaking that Riyah's dami meteya should make her into a nidoy. That is only Mr. Takone's again, but everybody agrees, I mean, that today she becomes a nidoy. The question is whether Midimore or Mitzat. And then the Ramban Shiti is that Rav Zeire was also misaking that any reddish mare, any blackish mare makes a play. Makes a play. So sometimes it becomes difficult to determine whether a certain mare is brown or it's a little reddish. And sometimes it becomes difficult to determine whether a certain mare is brown or it's a little blackish. Because there is a very thin line that demarcates between very dark brown and light red. So that has to be determined. All right, now. Isho shereyeti bezdam tzitalei zaynikim. Isho shiotzadam imkeiro bein beinez bein berotzen pneo. Vihu shetargish bitziose. Miu mi shetargish bein shenekam imkeiro biyotzo pneo. Afo pisho yotzo lechutz. Vafil lirua aso eleti bezdam kecharvo yishebe solov zaynikim. Kasher yizboya mishpot lo lekam yosim ikus adet alev, tzitzut tzadik vov, vein chiluk bein pneo ninsuyo ninisa nido, ki kol abo ala nido chayev kodes. All right, now, so we're not going over a simen kuf pei dalet, but we should go over kuf pei dalet in the tour and the mechaber, and we should be ready with all the taz and the shachs on simen kuf pei dalet. Reva noshim rishu en vestes, liris bizman yodua. כל אחס לפי זמן וסתם וסת משלי שמיים ללמד יי וכל מי שיש לו וסת קבוע בוא על הראש עלוי בשס וסתו כמו שהיא יוצא והיא נצריכה בדיקי ועד הרב אין לו לבדיק לפני קשש שלא יעילי בעיני כפי ופרש נאלו איזה קודם של הרמב״ם איזה דריז מידס חסידס But according to the other Rishayim, it's also. אבל כל אמר בו לבדי שלוי בשעסתה שליש, הרי זה משבחס. ובשעסבסטו, צורך לפריס ממנו אין האחס. אם הוא ביין, פריס ממנו אין סעלים כולה. אפילו אם הווסת בסדר, הוא מוטה מיד בלילו של אחר. וכן אם הוא בתחלוסי, פריס כל היין, הוא מוטה כל הלילו של פונו. וכן הדין אם הוא בלילו, פריס כל הלילו, הוא מוטה ביים של ריפונו ולאחר. בין שכובע, כובע וסת בשורש פורמים, הוא יפה מחס. Because even if it's a וסת שאין לקובע, she just had a real, let's say, once, let's say on a certain day, so in the following month, she's מחויבת בפריס from her. So the halacha is, he has to be paid from her that eino in which he expects the riyah. In other words, if she has the riyah in the daytime, so she has to be separated from him in the daytime. If she has the riyah, if she's accustomed to see them in the nighttime, so she is supposed to be separated from him in the night time. Now, how is it to be reckoned day and night? Let's say in Kol HaTere Kuleh, so we say that the day starts from Amud HaShachar and then it ends Misofik bin Chikiye and Bitirasvada it ends at Yitzhak Chol. But from most Rishayim and most Poskim, it appears that here, in respect to Einas Veset, so we only consider Netzachamo and Shkei. We don't consider Amud HaShachar or Tzitzak Chol. In other words, suppose she has a period always after Amud HaShachar, before Netz. So when are they supposed to be separated? In the daytime or in the nighttime? So you could say, from the point of view of the general principle, that the day begins with Amud HaShachar. So if she has the period always between Amud HaShachar and Netz, so they should be separated in the daytime. not in the night time, but from Moshe Posky it appears, and from the Russian of the Mechaber and the Ramo it appears, and that's the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam says that it depends upon its Acham. So if the Shi has the Riyas Dam between the Shachar and its Achamo, so in regard to Vestes, it's considered like a Riyas Dam in the night time. Even though we call it a Rekule, it's already daytime. But here it's considered night time. However, the Shite of the Eshkel is that it depends upon the Shachar. But from the Rosh of Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, he's not in Cheshish for the Shita of the Eshkel. The only one among the Achreinim who is Cheshish for the Shita of the Eshkel, and he says they should be machmir both ways, is the Orach HaShulchan. But, I mean, all the others, the Sekretari, the Chavis Das, I mean, the Chesed Preisi, they all assume that it depends upon the Tzachamo and Shkir. It doesn't depend upon the Shachar and Tzitzak Chodim in any way. Alright. So he says, Yechenu with the Lailo, Peiris Kol HaLailo, Mutam Yim Shol Fon of Olach, Bein Shekom Oves Mishorish Pomim, Oyu Pam Achas. Now, there is a Shite, the Shite of the Ravon, and the Shite of the Ravon is the Shite of the Ravon and the Ozorua is that the Baal is mechuyev to be perish the ishtei two enes. The ene on which she is accustomed to see the dam, let's say if she is accustomed to see the dam in the daytime, so he has to be separated from her in the daytime and the ene before, in the night. Or if she's accustomed to have a period in the nighttime, so he has to be separated from her in the night and in the day prior to that night. But that's all the Rishayim Achilik on the Shite of the Ravon and the Ozoa. And we say that he's supposed to be separated from her in that particular Eine, not the two Eines. Not this Eine and the Eine before. Alright. Because of Rashi Bob, I met Lora Mulim Migdeilo. אבל ניתן לו שהוא הגיע למענורים ולהביא הסימונים מצורות לפני סומך לבסק. כל זמן שהוא יקבות הם יגיבו פומי. So when do we say that he is מחויב to be חישי, שיב מפור הווסת שני קבוע? So let's say, if a woman had the vessel, let's say, on the 5th of Nisan, just once, so then, on the 5th of Iyar, she is supposed to be חיששת. Or let's say, in regard to vessel of Flori, If let's say the veset she had the last veset was 24 the 25th day is of the preceding year, so then in the following month when is the 25th day is of the year of this month, she is supposed to be chesheshes. That is only if she is igdela, but if she is young, shall igia l'miyanurim. And she still has not started to have the period, but she had the period once. So then, until she has it three times, he's not supposed to be chesheshes. Because of a right, v'im regilo liriz v'anetzach hamo, v'likom moshab, and you see from the Russian of Israel, that in regard to Vestes, we consider yein and yein, what marks the beginning of Yei, Netzachama. And if the Netzachama marks the beginning of Yei, so the beginning of Lailo is marked by Shkir Zachama. You see that the Rabbit says, Vim Rigilo Liris by Netzachama. Now, it doesn't say Vim Rigilo Liris by Amudashach, but Vim Rigilo Liris by Netzachama. So you see that the Shita of Moses Rashengi. And this is not the Raivet Balesh, but this is the Raivet, the Balasoges and the Rambam, who was the son-in-law of the Raivet Balesh. But the Shita of the Rabbi Baal Eshkol is, I suppose, he's the only one among the Rishonim who say that that is determined by Amud Shachar and Shkia rather than by Netzach. I'm sorry, by Amud Shachar and Tzitzak Chovim rather than Netzach Hamo and Shkia. Because of the Rabbi, we bring you with Netzach Hamo, we come from Shabbat and Netzach Hamo, Yachar Netzach Hamo, Yeish Machmirim Leis, Chokol Ayin, Chol Alayilo. Suppose, now all the Rishonim say that if a woman has a vessel in a certain area, in the daytime or in the nighttime, so she only has to be chesed that particular area. But the question arises, suppose she has a period in the beginning of the day, but she doesn't know. She doesn't have a watch to always to determine whether it is before Netzach Hamo or after Netzach Hamo. It's in that vicinity. So, what day should she be chesheshes? The night or the day? We begin with the Netzach Hamo, we come with Shabbat, we come with Netzach Hamo, Yach Netzach Hamo. Yesh machmirim, so there is one shite, yesh machmirim, leischo, kol ayin, lechol alayim. So since she has a period in the vicinity of the Netzach Hamo, and she doesn't know whether came in Netzach Hamo or Netzach Hamo, so there is one shite that she has to be chesheshes both the night and the day. V'yeish makilim shenasu ela b'yei. Now, why ain't asu on b'yei? Because we say Sveikin Rabbon Likule, since Vespas is Rabbonon, so it's Likule. But why Likule? Why Likule this way? Maybe Likule the other way? I mean, you're not going to toss a coin and say, since Sveikin Rabbon Likule, she's not Mechuyeves, to be Chesheshes both things. So we just toss a coin and we decide in Rabbiye. The answer is there is a reason as to why. If she doesn't have to be chesheshes both eines, and we have to take one eine, so there is a reason as to why we should say that we take the yein. Why? Because she doesn't know whether she has a period, let's say a minute before Netzach Hamo, so then her eino, on which she is supposed to be separated, is the night eino, or she has a period 1 minute after Netzach Hamo. So mele, the eino on which he has to be separated is the day eino. But suppose even if she has the period in a minute before the Netzach Hamo, so then she's asur, she is a nido in the day also. Masheinke, if she has the eino a minute after the Netzach Hamo, so prior to Netzach Hamo, in the night time, she's not a nido yet. So that's the reason, in view of the fact that she's not mechayeves to be chesheshes for both, and she has to be chesheshes, she has to be separated only one eino, so we take the eino on which she is already a nido, regardless whether the riyas dam took place a minute before Netzach Hamo. Why do the machmirim say both have to also say the rabbon likule? So they say mahay taime, because when we say say the rabbon likule, but we cannot toss a coin. That we cannot do. So the mele, and there is no, according to the first motion, the machmirim, there is no extra reason as to why we should prefer the inas ayeli over and above the inas alayo. So the mele, she has to be separated both ends. But the other sheikh says no. There is a reason as to why we should prefer the Ina Sayei over the Vov Ina Salai. V'yesh makil shasur b'yei, v'yichiyahu k'nivah makil. But you see from the Shaivet that what marks the beginning of the Ina Sayei in regard to Vestes, not Amud HaShachar, but Netzach Hamo. V'yichiyahu k'nivah makil. ואם רגיעו וירסרי אומר רובום, כי למען נצח חמה דרך הנצח חמו, כמען דומה. Now then another question. Suppose it's a rio, it's a prolonged rio. When she has a discharge of down, she has a discharge of down that takes place, let's say, for a few minutes, for 5 minutes. So it begins before Netzahamo, and it ends without a star after Netzaham. So, what Eino is she to observe? Vibri Gilder is in the room, Kinan Zahamalach Netzahamo, Ikemandoma Shasu, Kolayin, Kolalailo, Daishaito Kulashas Vezeti. Because if it's a Yom Yerubo that starts before Netzacham in the night time and it ends in the daytime after Netzacham, so it's considered a long veset. So the Mele, it's considered a veset in the day, in the night, and in the day. So she has to observe both. Vikemandoma, because at first a veset has been. Since the year begins in the night time, so she only has to observe the night. You know. Again, you see, he emphasizes Netzacham. This is the demarcation between the line of demarcation between night and day. The Aramit Kosar. So how many shittas are there? So there are three shittas. And the second question, there are three shittas. Where it starts before Netzacham? So there is one shita that she is asuro the whole eino of the night and the whole eino of the day. There is another shita that was at first aves hazlanim, only the eino of the night. And then the Ha'ivet himself, Mala Nefesh, he says, Ha'ivet kosav, shin asuro lo b'laylo uviyein kishir anim sham. In other words, if let's say the net is at 6 o'clock, and the Riyah starts 5 minutes before 6, and we then steal 5 minutes after 6. To 5 minutes after 6. So the next month, so the whole night, plus until she's a solar bylaw, the whole night in the next month, plus until 5 minutes into the day. That's the Shita Zahra. Now another question. V'invest the Nimshach Shnei Yomim Mishlichi Yomim Sheshifas Oy Mizalepes Shnei Yomim Oy Shlichi Yomim Oy Shlichi Yomim Kos Haraivet Shekulon Chshubim Keinachas V'yavopi Sheidiyat Chilas Haveset V'yavopi Hoaso Tzricho Lifreis Kol Yimei Meshach Haveset. Now this is an unusual situation. Suppose the woman, whenever she has the period, so she fasts for 3 days, without a star. So the Shita Saraivet is that if it is she fasts without a star for several days, then it's considered like a Riya on the first day, and the second day, and the third day. Now, we learned that if, let's say, now Rabbi Yechanan says that Isha Kibas lo Veset b'seichi meini gosel, but only if the Riyah is down to place miteich mayim sosuch. But if the Riyah is down to place miteich mayim posuach, then Rabbi Yechanan is made, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, but then Rabbi Yechanan is made that Isha Kibas lo Veset b'seichi meini gosel. Now, according to most Rishonim, there are two Rishonim that few dalev in the Gemurim Rashi. But according to the first Lashon Rashi, and that's the shita of most Rishonim, I mean, that's the accepted shita. So even if there is a pause for one day, it's still considered mimayon posuach. Let's say, suppose a woman had the riyas down on the first of Nisan, and then on the third of Nisan, second day of Nisan, no riyas down. And then on the first of Iyar, and on the third of Iyar, on the first of Sivan, and the third of Iyar. So according to first Lashon Rashi, according to second Lashon Rashi, so it's considered minus also. So she establishes a veset not only on the first of the month, but on the third of the month too. But according to first Lashon Rashi, and then the Shiva Moses Lashani, she doesn't establish a veset on the third. So, on the third of the month. So in other words, let's say 3 months she had the riyas down on the first of the month and the third of the month. in Sian Sian. Now in Tammuz, she does not have a Veset Kovua on the third of Tammuz. She does not have a Veset Kovua on the third of Tammuz. So that's according to most Rishonim. And Ravishit is also like that. But, so that's in regard to the case, so it is interesting. If, let's say, there is no continuous flow, without a stop for 3 days in succession, then it's considered that the flow of dam that takes place on the second day, let's say she started to have a flow of dam on the first of this, but without an interruption, without a pause, so she had it continued, it lasted throughout the first, throughout the second, throughout the third. So it means that just as the discharge of dam on the first of Nisan was Mimayim Pesuach, so the discharge of dam according to the Raivet on the second of Nisan, on the third of Nisan, is also Mimayim Pesuach. If, let's say, there was a stop, and in the second of the month there was no discharge of dam, and the third of the month is... So on the second and the third, it was also Mimayim Soso. Just as the discharge of dam on the first of the month is Mimayim Soso, because she just started the flow, so on the second of the month is also Mimayim Soso. We don't say that when a woman has a discharge of dam when she has the period, so only the first drop of dam that comes out that is discharged is Mimayim Soso. And then the second drop of dam is already Mimayim Pesuach. We don't say that, because this is one flow. So we cannot distinguish between the first drop that is discharged or the 100th drop. So Mimele, the Raivet Shita is that in the case where the flow continues without a pause for 3 days, so Mimele, even the dam that is discharged on the third of the month is also considered to be Mimayon Soso. Because we cannot distinguish between the first drop that is discharged or the 100th drop. So that's the Shittas Raivet. Because of the Raivet, Shikulum Chushumin Keinachas, the Avon Pishi, Yad Chilas Aveset, the Loiro Aso. So let's say, in Nisan, she had the discharge of dam on the first of Nisan, and without a pause, without an interruption, the flow continued till the third of Nisan. In here, the same thing happened. The flow started in the first of Nisan without a stop. It continued in the third of here. And then in Sivan also. So then in Tammuz, so the first, there is yet no discharge of dam on the first of Tammuz. No discharge of dam on the second of Tammuz. So when the third of Tammuz begins, she has to be separated from the husband. Because it's considered that every drop of dam that was discharged on the first, the second, and the third is considered all to have been discharged with Mimayim Soso. And that's not difficult. Because after all, it's one discharge. So Mimele, just as you cannot distinguish between the first drop and the second drop, and you cannot say that only the first drop of dam that is discharged is Mimayim Soso, and the second drop is already Mimayim Pesuach, you cannot say that. You cannot say it. So here too, you cannot say it. Rav Hopi Shehidiyah Tchilas HaVeset Loiro Aso, Sricho Likfei Iskobi Mimeshach HaVeset, Vichin Kosov HaRambam, שחישש את רחוב ממשך הבסד שבכל יין ויין בסד לפני עצמי ואף הוא נקע לימו רישי חושש את שלישור היומים עד שיקופו ורב רב זרחי על היביד אז בעמו ירן הוא יום פסטי ושכנו אוך פסטיס like the Rabban Vav, like the Balamoya, not like the Raya. והרב רב זרחי על היבי כוסף שנצריך עוד נפריס על העינו רישינו של הבסד וחיפים שאוף לו העינו ולא יראה עשו מותרס, כאילו זה איסק מדינו ויראו זל, and that's the way we pass כשכונו. So in other words, the shita of the Balamoya is that in the case where a woman had a rie, a very prolonged rie, for several days, and it started on the first of Nisan, and it continued into the third of Nisan. It started on the first of Iyar, continued in the third of Iyar, started on the first of Sivan, continued into the third of Sivan, then in Tammuz, she had no discharge of dam on the first of Tammuz, the second of Tammuz. So she has to be separated on the third of Tammuz. So she does not have to be separated from the husband on the third of Tammuz. Because we only consider, she only establishes a vessel on the day when the Riyah started. And the Riyah started. Now, this is the Shita of the Balamoya, the Rosh, that's the way we pass. I mean, no one is Cheshish for the Shita Sarayim. Now, even though, but the Shita of the Balamoya can accord with the Shita now before, the two mentioned another situation where, let's say, the Riyah's dam, the discharge of dam started before Netzacham, or it continued into after Netzacham. So then there are three shittas. One shita is that she is asur both enes, the night enes and the day enes. The other shita is that she is asur only in the night time, the night enes. And the third shita is, and that was the Raivet shita. V'Raivet kosav, she is asur el of the lailo v'yein, kishio hamim shavei. Kishio hamim shavei. Now, so the Balamoya can agree with any of the shittas over here. Even though the Balamoya says, in the case where it rests for 3 days, so there, she establishes only vessel in the day when the Riyah initiated, let's say, if the Riyah started on the first of the month. So she only establishes a vessel on the first of the month. But in the case, in the previous situation, where the Riyah started before Netzachamo, and it rested into after Netzachamo, so then the Balamoya can agree that over there she establishes a vessel in the night and the day. Why? Because over there, it's not such a prolonged Riyah that it should be unusual. So, after all, usually when a woman has a discharge of dam, so the discharge takes place for more than a split second. So it takes place for a few minutes. That's the usual routine of a woman. So the male, in the case, so male, the Balamoya can agree with the Shite that in the case where it started before Netzachamo, it continued into after Netzachamo, so she's assumed both ends, because that's the average Riyah is. Does take place like that. Mashenke, in the case where it lasts for 3 days without a stop. So the average Riyah doesn't last like that. So Mimele, she only establishes a vessel, the Balamoya says, on the day when the Riyah initiate. Alright. Vimigia vessel me buro. Mishu karu buro me minikosa shechokal et chedesh, mishenela davad, afilo meisavad. So lifnei somuch levesto v'chein lachar aveset muteres aval pi sheloi botko. So in other words, suppose a woman has a veset kavua. She has a veset kavua, let's say, every fifth of the month, or every 20th, a veset aflogi, of every 25th day. And then she became pregnant. So the moment it's Zuka Ribro, and then the fifth of the month arrived, she does not have to be separated from the husband. Again, I mean, you could ask, I mean, this is strange, because after all, Vestes is based upon the Mitzias, because Erev is Manibo, in other words, but in this case, so Rishleime, if it is, she's still, let's say, she's still nursing the baby, but, so then, we say, we don't say Arab is Manipur, because the Metzias is, while a woman nurses the baby, she is not likely to have the period. But in the case of Meisavlat, so then she is likely to have the period. Still, so there is a machlekes anoi, but that's the way you pass. Why? Because in view of the fact that Vestes is mid Rabbanon, so mainly the Chachomi did not make a distinction between the case, between the situation where she is likely to have the period or she is not likely. Because if the Chachomim would make a distinction, so then in every situation, one would have to determine whether physiologically she's destined to have the period, she's expected to have or not. Because of that is Liplug. Usually we say Liplug Lichumre. But here there is a situation where we apply the concept of Liplug Lichumre. So that we can also, that we also find in view of the fact that Vestes is in Rabbi. In view of the fact that Vestes is in Rabbi. So in other words, let's say today when most mothers don't nurse the baby, so the same aloha would apply. Because we see that the aloha applies to the case of Meisa Blat, even though from a physiological point of view, if it's Meisa Blat, so she's likely to have the period. But that was the Tachonis Chachomim. The Chachomim didn't want to distinguish between one situation and the other situation. So mainly the same aloha applies, likule, today, even though the mother doesn't nurse the baby. Alright. In Zorich Lifli Somach Levesto, Lichim La'achar Aveset, Muteres Aval Pi, Shaloi Botko. Hoyisho Shoi So Nerbes Bimalbi. So you ask, but how can it be at all, since physiologically, so she's bound to have the period, she's expected to have the period, in view of the fact that the blood died, so how can we be matter? The answer is, we pass like the mandoma that Vestes is Rabbon. So that means, midraise, she's muteres lebailo, without any woman is muteres lebailo, without any bdikis. Why? So we have to explain it, either like the Nidriude, or like the Chavis Das, or like the Or HaShulchan. I mean, we mentioned that the Or HaShulchan's explanation seems to be most reasonable. In other words, because true that she has a chazoke, to have the period. But since Midraise, she does not become an idol, even if she has a discharge of time, without Argoshe, and she is not aware of any Argoshe. So that in itself is a raya that she did not have the period. But it's only in Rabbanon. So in Mele, the Chachomim said that in regard to a minikom, so until Chavdalet Chodoshim expire, so she doesn't have to make any bdikis. So here too, she doesn't have to make any bdikis. For Yisho Shoyisoner Bez Bimarbe, Mipni Pachat, Vigia Vesto Chisheshesle, Afilu Hoyolo Veset Kavua. Over again, the Loibotko Muteres. Muteres. Shechode Misalekes Adon. Now, that's the aloha, that constant state of terror, so is withholds the period. I mean, that was discovered only after the Holocaust. So before that, they didn't know. But that's a Mishnah meaning. But we see here that Pes Yosef points out there is a machlekes between the Tur and the Rashi. Here the Tur says, O Yisho Shoyson Elbez Bemarbe, Mipnei Pachat, Vigi Ovesto Chishesle, Afilu Hoyu Ovesto Kogua, Obrayim Vilibot Komuteres, Shechode Misalekes Adon. So we have a big chidesh here, Monefshach, in the Tur, Monefshach. If Chode is Misalekes Adonim, so not only if the day of the Vesed has expired, has lapsed, so then she's Muteres Lebailo, she doesn't even have to make a bdikah. But on the day itself, she should be Muteres Lebailo. Because Chodim is Alekes Domel. So that means the women in the concentration camp. So under the day of the Veset, they were Asur Balei. But after the day passed, they were Muteres Balei and without making a deal. Who says that? The two. The Rashba, the Bes Yosef. You should go over, I mean, that Bes Yosef. I mean, that Bes Yosef. Up to be daft. So he mentions the Rashba, that the Rashba says, no, he says, not only after the day elapsed, so she's Mitaris Lebayim without a picking. But even on that day itself, she's Mitaris. Now, why was the two chilek? Why is the two chilek? So the two, apparently, and this is how it is explained. So, in other words, Rias Adam is mostly psychosomatic. That's the reason as to why Chodo, we say Chodo Misalekes Domel. But, so the reason as to why Chodo Misalekes Domel, why? Because since she's subjected to a constant state of terror, So the melee that withholds the period. But the shita of the Torah is that on the day of the Veset itself, we cannot apply the concept of Chodo Misaleket Domel. Why? Because since it is based upon her emotions, because she's not relaxed, and is so because of that. So the Chodo is Misaleket Domel, so Yachishish, perhaps in the midst of the Tashmish, because of the Tashmish, so she will become relaxed in spite of the constant state of terror, and then she'll have the period. So the Mele, the two Shite is, so according to the Rashba, we're not Chishish, that because of the Tashmish, in spite of the marbe and the circumstances that naturally instill terror in the mind and the heart of every person, maybe she'll become completely relaxed as if she hadn't been exposed to a state of terror. But the Torshit is we are Cheshish, because sometimes, because of Tashmish, the woman becomes completely relaxed as if she hadn't been subjected, exposed to a state of terror. That's the shite of the two. Alright. Over Ayin Vulibot, Komotera Shechodo Misalekes Adomim, Vidav Kehame, Avo Kolish Dalmo, Shinki Avesto, Asuro Achetiv Deik. But every other woman, so on the day of the Veset, on the end of the Veset, I shouldn't say the day, because the day includes the night and the day. So on the aim of the Veset, Avo Komishad Al Mushingi Avesto, Asur Achetiv Deik, Miu in Bot Koachakei, Umotso Sotei Otei. But suppose she didn't make a bdike. She didn't make a bdike on the aim of the Veset. But the aim of the Veset has already elapsed. And she makes a bdike now and she finds herself clean, so she didn't tell us the Bible. Now, why? Because we passed in Vestas the Rabbonon. Because according to Mandoma, Vestas the Raisi. So even if after the Veset, if she did not make a bdike on the Veset itself, but then after the inner of the Veset has elapsed, she made a bdike, she found herself clean. So she's still a soul of Ayo, and she has to count 7 days as of the Oino. And then she has to be Tibelis, and she'll be Mutaris of Ayo. According to Mandoma, Vestas the Raisi, but we pass the Vestas the Rabono. So if she makes it Dike, so she's Teo. But if she doesn't make it Dike, she's a soul of Ayo. There is a Shinis of Shaming. That while she is asur and the Ines Aveset, Midrabono and Libayo, But if the Ines HaVeset has elapsed and she is not aware of any dishout of dam, so she is muteres lebayloi even with Rabbonon without making a tikkun. But the shita of the Tor is not like that. The Mechaber mentions both days. Upriches epeirei somoch levesto. Eino el litashish. Avu muter bishor kol kreis. Hayeitzi lederech tzorech livke tishti. Kol kreis dobro. Hayeitzi lederech. So the shita of the Tor is, and that's the shita of the Ramban and the Rashba, that somoch levesto, she's only asur on tashmish. But let's say other kreves, nigiye, is mut. Now, the Rashba says that the reason as to why kiruv boso is muter somoch levesto, because the Iser of Somoch Levesto is only in Rabbon. Even though the Gemara in Shavuos mentions the Posik Vazartem Zni Yisroel, Mikan Azor Zni Yisroel Sheitzrichim Lifrei Somoch Levesto, so that's only Asmachte. So the implication in the Rashba is that according to the Rishen, who say that it's not an Asmachte, let's say Rabbotam Zivra Yosha, and there are a few other Rishen who say that it's an Iser Raise, to be bought lishni somoch levesto, so then not only tashmish is osir, even kiruv boso is osir. But the tool, he agrees with the Rishonim that the iser of somoch levesto, lo realishni levesto, is only rabbono, it's only asmachte. So that's why I say shokol kiruv boso, so he is muta. Mashein kine koit rabetam, so kiruv boso is also osir somoch levesto. Hayitz lederech tzorech livke tzishtei, afilu somoch levesto, that's a gemore, shen maruf kadit, a gemore in Yivomez, shen maruf kadit daf somoch leiz, shen maruf kadit to, ho lecho. So, that means that hayitz lederech tzorech livke tzishtei, afilu somoch levesto. So, v'yishem bin dafilu bitashin shchayit yipay, no. Why? Because they hold that the Yisr of Somoch Levesto is only the Rabbonon, so the Chachomim didn't answer vis-a-vis a husband to his Yitzel Ederech. But for Rav Netam, his shita is that it's not an Asmachte, it's an Yisr Raise, so maybe there couldn't be a heter by Yitzel Ederech. So how does Rav Netam explain the Gemore, a Yitzel Ederech is Tzorich Livke Tishtei? So he says that he doesn't mean Chayot Lipegdo with Tashmish, also the fake dog, but it means bidivrei ritzu. Elo bidivrei ritzu, we hashim on shem yomet. A confident. Habo min adderem china shein mish to be here, be here is vesto. Also lo vio leo achi sholeno. So if someone is born in adderem, and he is shein mish to be here, be here is vesto. So also lo vio leo achi sholeno. Vibsho, because it's already Igia Isvesto. Igia Isvesto, so also obviously, or even though she's awake. So we do not say, and let's say she's lying next to him. So we do not say, see, she's awake. So and he's lying next and she's lying next to him. So the male that's a raya that she didn't tell Iria's dam, because if she had, she would tell him, so we can't rely on it. If it's already Igia Vesto. But Vimsho Lamedi Choshivki Igia is Vesto. Because a woman who does not have a Veset Kovua, so her Veset is considered on the 30th day. Vimsho Lamedi Choshivki Igia is Vesto. Is Tamein or Shlishiyei. Viosa Lisef Shlishiyei Machitildeik. Getildeik. באמת דבורם אמורים שלא ישוע אחר הווסת שיעו כדי שתוכל לדבר. אבל אם שוע אחר הווסת שיעו שתוכל לדבר בו עליו ואין צורך לשאי. When do we say that it's already after the him הווסת? Or after the 30th day. After the 30th day. So then, he's So it's Osello Violeo unless and until he checks and he verifies it, that's only if 7 days after the Bima Beseter not elapsed. But suppose, let's say, 7 days after Yima Beset have elapsed, let's say, suppose the Yima Beset is the 25th day, and now it's already the 33rd day. So then it's Mutalov Yoleo, even without checking. Why? So that's the Gemara we learned. Because of the Halacha that in Sofi Kakorav Levadai, Meitzim Levadai Gomo. But Sofik Hakorav Levadai is Meitzim Sofik. So Mimele, since 7 days have already elapsed, so even if she did see the Rizda, we don't know whether she had a Rizda. We don't know. But assuming that she did sit down, so she already had an opportunity to be Tevelis and be Muteres. And it's a Sophic Accord of the Vada that she was Tevelis. Because a Misha is supposed to go to Philip at the first opportunity. Even if the husband is not in town, she's Muchieves to go to Philip at the first opportunity. So Mimele, it's a Sophic Accord of Levadai. So it's made to be Sophic because after all, we don't know what the Shedri has done. Even if the Yema Veset has already elapsed. So it's still a Sophic. And it's a Sophic Accord of Levadai. We say it's called Levadai that even if she did become a Nido, since 7 days have elapsed already, So she already went tefillah and she muteres lebayo. So Sophic Kakor Levada is made simili Sophic. That's the Gemara that we learn. Bamed lamu l'pshul shuach ha'vesh shir kishtuch litvei. Avu mshuach ha'vesh shir shtuch litvei. Bo aleo bein tzorok mishe. Bein imei roi yishenu bein ktam bein teilo. Vafilu b'lo yisho she tzorok mishe. And even if it's lo yisho. Let's say. So it's lo yisho. So it's Loisha, and she has invested on the 25th day. And now, let's say, it's the 33rd day, the 34th day, the 35th day. So, suppose she has invested on the 25th day. And now, let's say, it's the 34th day. So, it's Loisha, because in case she had the Rias Dam, she became a Nido. On the 25th day, so she had no opportunity to be Tevelis and be Teo. So then we say that Tzorich Rishayel is also lo bi'oleo until he checks and he verifies it. Because of Arash Bodav, kishi yish lo veset liyomim ma'azim. Avon yish lo veset liyomim ulikvitzes. That's based upon the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph that we learned. He mentions that in the name of the Rashba. But the Rashba got it from that Gemara Daf Yud Aleph. Because of Arash Bodav, kishi yish lo veset liyomim lechut. אבל אם יש לו בסת ליום ומוליקביצס, כי אם שהבסטס, תולו במייסה, אם לא יקופצו ולא ירועסו. So that is, when does the Gemara say? When does the Gemara say that if the Yema Vest has already arrived, and it's not more than 7 days after the expiration of the Yema Vesel. So it's also Lovioleo, if she has a Vesel, let's say she has a Vesel Kogua, she has a Vesel Kogua of seeing down on the 25th day. And now it's the 35th day, so Mele, since she has a Vesel Kogua of seeing down on the 35th day, so then we say, so that is so ichuishayil. Darkish nitzir say yomim lechud. Avolim yesh lo veset liyomim ulikvitzes ki mishavestes tolu bimayse eimel loy kofzo veloy roaso. But suppose she has a veset that every 25th day, if she keeps on jumping, let's say for a certain time, for half an hour, she does it, if she indulges in a certain exercise on the 25th day, then she has the rina. Then she has the rina. In other words, let's say on the 24th day, even if she'll keep on jumping for an hour, it will not be followed by the period. But on the 25th day, if she would jump for a certain time, then it will be followed by the period. So suppose she has the vessel. She has the vessel. Liyomi mulikvitzes, kim shabes the stone, the mice, and the kosu the horse. It's based upon the Gemara. Now, this is the Gemara.